Wisconsin made history 5 years ago when Governor Walker signed Act 10 into law. It stripped most public unions of collective bargaining rights and sparked massive protests at the state capitol. On Monday, we revisited the events of 2011. Today, Marty Michelson examines whether the law accomplished its stated mission to save taxpayer money and perhaps an unstated goal to weaken the political power of unions.
Governor Walker unveiled Act 10 in February of 2011. He said Wisconsin needed to end its tradition of collective bargaining with most public workers.
We are broke in this state. The truth is we don't have money to offer.
Demonstrations erupted. So did a bitter legislative battle. Yet Walker signed Act 10 into law a month later. Public unions have felt the results. Kim Schrader is president of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. He says hundreds of teachers retired as soon as they could. Act 10 also forces public unions to recertify each year and collect dues. Schrader estimates MTEA membership at 70% of what it was, with some teachers reluctant to join.
We're finding that when we talk to people, there's a perception of what a union is, right? The perception that's been painted that we're thugs, that we protect bad teachers, that we're greedy.
Schrader says Act 10 also changed the relationship between union and school district. The districts now write the rules.
We legally cannot bargain anymore. Instead, we go and do public testimony.
Municipalities and their public workers have also felt the impacts of Act 10. Kathy Eli is mayor of Wauwatosa. She says the absence of collective bargaining has allowed her city to find efficiencies.
Our own staff came up with a system to reduce the number of employees that were needed to do garbage and recycling pickup.
Eli says the overall effect of Act 10 is limited because the law spares police and fire unions, and they make up 45% of Wauwatosa's workforce. A lot of the savings also happened right at the beginning, according to Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance.
The financial benefits of Act 10 are no longer multiplying the way they were. It's not like you could keep switching plans and continuing to find savings year after year after year.
The governor's office estimates that Act 10 has saved Wisconsin taxpayers more than $3 billion. Another change it brought about was on the political landscape. Marquette University political science professor Amber Wachowski says public unions now have less of a voice.
Union revenue is down considerably as a result. And their spending is also down quite considerably. So in the legislative session before Act 10, WEAC spent just a little over $2 million. During the 2013-2014 legislative session, WEAC spent less than $200,000.
Membership in the WEAC, the state's largest teachers union, has reportedly plunged by more than 50% to 40,000 compared to when Governor Walker first took office. He calls Act 10 a success story for taxpayers.
Absolutely. Local officials now can drive those decisions and respond to the people.
Wachowski notes there are whispers of Democrats moving to repeal Act 10 if they gain control of state government. She thinks a reversal, though, would be difficult, as government leaders have become accustomed to the new norm. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.